Hey there, awesome humans. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy rollercoaster with a little extra chill. We all know emotions can run wild sometimes, right? One minute you're riding high, the next you're in a ditch of despair, feeling completely overwhelmed. But guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of your feelings. Today, we're diving into the power of Stoic philosophy, specifically how to manage emotional reactivity and responsiveness. Think of this as training your inner mind muscle for maximum emotional strength. Ever felt like a hothead reacting impulsively before thinking things through? You know that feeling when something small sets you off and then you're left regretting your outburst later? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Stoicism teaches us to become more aware of our emotional triggers and responses. It's about recognizing those feelings without letting them control us. Think of it like this: emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. They come and go, but you don't have to be swept away by them. Now here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you become an emotional master. 1. Understand your triggers. We all have those specific situations or people that tend to push our buttons. Maybe it's traffic, a demanding boss, or even that one friend who always needs to vent. Recognizing your personal triggers is the first step in managing your reactions. It's like knowing which ingredients can spoil your recipe. Once you identify them, you can avoid disaster. 2. Practice mindfulness. Stoicism emphasizes living in the present moment. When we get caught up in thoughts about the past or worries about the future, our emotions run wild. Mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing can help us stay grounded and focused on what's happening right now. It's like hitting the pause button on your emotional autopilot. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Our beliefs and interpretations shape our emotional responses. Stoicism encourages us to challenge negative or irrational thoughts. Instead of thinking, "This is terrible," try reframing it as, "This is a challenge I can overcome." It's like choosing the soundtrack for your life. You get to decide what music plays in your head. 4. Focus on what you can control. There are so many things in life beyond our control: traffic jams, other people's opinions, even the weather. Stoicism reminds us to focus our energy on what we can control: our thoughts, actions, and reactions. It's like being a master chef. You can't control the ingredients, but you can make something delicious with them. 5. Practice emotional resilience. Just like physical strength takes time and practice, emotional resilience is built through consistent effort. The more we expose ourselves to challenging situations and learn to manage our emotions effectively, the stronger we become. Think of it as training for life's marathon. Every step counts. Let me tell you a story about this. My friend Sarah was notorious for getting worked up over minor inconveniences. One day, she missed her train because of a delay, which threw off her entire schedule. She started freaking out, snapping at everyone around her and practically having a meltdown. I saw her spiraling and reminded her about Stoic principles. I asked her, "Sarah, what can you actually control right now?" We talked through the situation, reframed her thoughts, and focused on finding solutions instead of dwelling on the frustration. She eventually calmed down, made alternative travel arrangements, and even managed to arrive at her meeting with a positive attitude. That's the power of Stoic training. It helped us turn those emotional bombshells into opportunities for growth and resilience. So remember these key takeaways. Identify your triggers, practice mindfulness, reframe negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, and build your emotional resilience. It's like upgrading your internal software. The results are worth it. Now, go out there and live life with a little more Stoic swagger. I challenge you to try one of these techniques today. Share your experiences with me on social media using #StoicMentalArmor. Remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.